of a girl, and you will always stay that way. But there are people in this world who'd like to change what nature made. And if you take that decision,
the countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh,
oh my God, what is that? Oh my God, what is that?
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh, I want it, oh, I want it for my own. I've got to know, it is this place that I have found. What is this?
Oh, my God. What is that?
Mommy said not to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. What is this with Chris and Derek here with you until 7 p.m.? Did your mother ever tell you not to put beans in your ears, Derek?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm over here. There we go.
There
she
go.
She just played this song for me, and I learned on my own.
There you go.
It was that simple.
I used to, I think I told you this one once, I stuck a pea up my nose.
Yeah, don't want me doing that either.
And my mother had taken out with a straw.
That's ooh.
Just that is reason enough for a Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Mom deserves your love and affection.
Yeah.
As the owner of a toddler, if you're an adult, you don't own a toddler, you don't realize what happened. You don't realize how many bodily fluids the people who raised you were covered in,
yeah.
During your young years,
every single one, and most,
yeah,
most,
yeah. So you know, Bobby used the potty the other night.
Oh, good.
Well, in that he was in the bathroom and went to the bathroom. None of it actually made it into the potty.
He's learning, though.
It actually went across the room, but it's a step in the right direction.
Sure.
You know, we'll reward that behavior.
How long do you think Father's Day is going to last? For another year or two, and then we're going to be done with it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Nobody gives a hoot about Dad.
No, nobody cares about Father's Day. No one cares.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is going to exist for quite some time.
Like, we're not doing a Father's Day show because no one cares. You know, it's like, what do you want? Like, get out of my face.
That's right.
Like, if Father's Day should be a day when we just get left alone, right? Just leave Dad alone. Just
let him sit on the couch, just like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just leave him alone.
Give him a meal.
Like, don't talk to him all day.
Yeah.
You know, don't bother him with anything. Just make it clear that he's going to be left alone on Father's Day and he can go do something if he wants to.
What about that steak and BJ day? Does that still exist for Dad?
No, that's gone.
No.
That's gone.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Almost makes me want to become a dad.
Yeah.
Mother's Day. It's been around since the beginning of the century, maybe a little bit before.
I mean, it's another one of those Hallmark holidays.
Yeah. It was made, a lady wanted to make Mother's Day a recognized holiday in the United States in 1905, the year her mother had passed. And who was it? Woodrow Wilson, I believe, made it an official holiday. And of course, it's on a Sunday. We don't get the day off, so.
But I think, as with many other things that happened in the early part of the 20th century, it was really about strike breaking at the mills in Lawrence.
Yep.
They were just trying to get people to stop striking and interrupting the progression of capitalism. So it's like, we'll give you a Sunday off to go be with your mother.
Yep, yep.
And then the strikes happened anyway. Yeah, you know, we like take Sunday off and go be with your mother, but we expect the children to be back at work at 6 a.m. on Monday.
Well, the other thing, too, it's on a Sunday, and back then everybody had Sunday off. Yeah. We don't have Sunday off anymore. Most people are working on Sundays.
I don't know if people had Sunday off back then.
Oh, it was Holy Day, isn't it? Like, it was rest day.
Yeah, Catholics in some, yeah, I guess, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
So 1914, Woodrow Wilson signed a bill, and by the 20s, Hallmark was making Mother's Day cards, and the rest is history.
20 minutes after he signed the bill, they were making cards, and Courier Knives were out there shilling their etchings of Mother's Day.
It's a lot of money people spend on Mother's Day.
Do they?
Yeah, they spend a lot of money.
Well, what are you spending money on?
Flowers, cards.
Those are terrible gifts.
Breakfasts.
Aren't those terrible? Well, breakfast is good.
Breakfast is good because everybody gets to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But, flowers, you know, they're nice for a week or two. And then if you don't take care of them, you got to throw them right in the trash.
This is the thing. Like, where are all of the little vegan, you know, save the whales, you know, planet is burning people when we're spending $50 to give flowers on these holidays. Do they have a position on that? Where is Greta Thunberg on the flowers? Because I don't think she's on board with it. I think this is part of, you know, the ongoing destruction of our planet. And we need to stop giving flowers.
She had her moment. Is she still sailing around the world, going from place to place?
She's doing something.
Yeah.
You know, she's, I don't know, telling people to go throw paint at paintings. I don't know what she's doing.
You got anything special coming on Mother's Day?
No.
Yeah,
like, if I talk to her, that'll be special, right?
That is special. That's great any day.
Yeah.
An actual conversation.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't say it was going to be an actual conversation.
No, you know, just talk. Like, just
hey,
small talk.
I see you're still here.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. You know, and where's the baby?
Please take the child and go away.
And, of course, where's the baby?
Yeah. No, we know the truth. Believe me, the child makes his location known at all times.
Yeah.
Like, if you leave the room, he now screams at you until you come back.
Yeah. Is he saying all kinds of sentences and things now?
Oh, yeah. He says all kinds of things. Mostly, I want this, I want that.
Does he say mom a lot?
He says mom a lot. He says he likes da-da, too.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of da-da, da-da, every time I walk out of the room.
Yep.
He starts screaming for me. It's like, where's Dada?
He's wondering what you're doing.
Yeah. And what I'm doing is trying to get away from you for like 5 minutes.
It's like having a puppy in front of your own house.
Yeah. Five minutes apiece. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Please stop screaming.
You know what's nice about a puppy, though? A puppy will actually sit still with you for a few minutes or an hour or whatever and rest with you. Usually a kid will run right off.
What is
hey, let's lay here for a second on the couch, watch some TV. No, they run right off.
You know what you should get mom for Valentine's Day? It's
Valentine's
Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we missed that one.
Yep.
You know what you should get mom for Mother's Day instead of the flowers? She wants a massager.
A massager?
Yeah.
Like one of those... what do they call them? Shopper Image?
They got these massagers that look like big fingers.
Okay.
It's kind of shaped like a finger.
All right.
And it's battery operated.
Oh, boy.
And mom wants that.
I bet.
You know?
I don't know.
It's relaxing.
Stay out of the way for the day. That's what you got to do. Dad's got to take the kid and just leave the house.
Seems to make mom happy when she's got her massager.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing for Mother's Day. Most likely I'm going to be working. I'll call mom. I'll be like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
She'll be like, why aren't you here? I'll be like, oh, I've been working.
Yeah. I have to amuse my wife and the child on Sunday. So, I don't know.
There's some great old postcards out there if you go on to the internet. I like doing this for the holidays. I like finding those turn-of-the-century postcards. And they're all like in odd English or broken English. Most of the postcards, they have phrases and sayings that people don't really say anymore. This one's great. From the Northern Pacific Railway, postcard for Mother's Day, 1916. It's just three little carnations in a very thin vase, and it says, in honor of the best mother who ever lived, your mother.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Only one person can buy that card, because otherwise it's a lie.
There was a big fight over it.
Yeah. I would think so.
There was a big fight over it. People had to fight.
In the honor of the best mother who ever lived.
The mother who raised the strongest son got that card.
Did your dad ever do the go talk to your mother?
Oh, yeah.
That was always a big one.
Every kid gets that.
Go ask your mother. Go talk to your mother.
Go ask your mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, you know what that is? It's like dad saying, yeah, I'm fine with this, but knowing that mom is going to have a different opinion.
In the background, I want to be the boy to warm your mother's heart.
It's like
the White Stripes.
Can I go jump off the roof? I won't hurt myself. Go ask your mother.
Mother's Day gift from 2007. They're showing some kid that put their hands in. They did their fingerprints and they made like a plaque out of it, like a paperweight.
Well, mom likes that.
You ever see any paperweights on desks anymore? You ever see any papers on desks anymore?
Do they make a laptop weight?
Do they make paper anymore?
No.
Say a laptop?
I need a laptop weight.
Oh yeah,
or smartphone weight.
Won't be working for too long.
Where are the WeatherTech people with this? Because what you need is like the Mother's Day cup phone, because they're pushing that damn cup phone on TV all the time.
Oh, the cup phone where you put your stuff in it.
Yeah. So like,
I have one for the car. It works out great.
So like, where's the one that
my
like,
mom got me? It actually, it's nice.
So where's the one that like your kid can like push his fingers into it and you know make an impression of his hand and then it goes in your car and you put your coffee cup in it.
Oh,
or your
isn't
phone
that,
in
it. That's a nice idea.
You
like
know.
A plaster like holder, like the kid's arm. It's kind of creepy. But
why aren't they doing that? I should be on Shark
creepy.
Tank.
It's creepy.
It's not. It's only creepy if you let it be creepy.
Yeah. Who wants a kid's hand in their car?
No. Just like the outside of it. Like, you know, you've got the impression of the fingers like in the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
And you
yep.
stick your phone in the thing.
All right.
You know, it's like your kid's holding it. I don't know.
Mother's Day ideas here with Chris and Derek until 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
I say take her for a steak. Why not?
Mom
go to a nice steak place.
Mom doesn't want steak.
Mom wants a salad and some chicken, yeah. Usually.
Mom's not getting steak. This is a problem. You go to the steak place, mom's like...
No, you know what mom wants? Seafood.
I'll have a Caesar salad.
My mom loves seafood.
Mom
She'd
wants
want to
seafood.
Go for seafood.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's big. I saw somebody got like the seafood platter. It was $108.
What?
It had like lobster calamari,
oh,
fried
God.
Clams, scallops, haddock, and like onion rings and fries. And of course, he posts a picture of $108. I forget what the name of it was, but it's up like Gloucester area. And of course, all you can see are the onion rings and the fries. I'm
yeah.
like, where the hell's the lobster?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the big item, right? The lobster's got to be at least 40, 50 bucks
well,
for a couple of tails.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, the lobster's going for 60 bucks. You don't want to know the clam plates, because
mm-hmm.
I like to go up to Woodman's
oh,
or
I love Woodman's, yeah.
Farnham's, actually.
Home of the scallop.
Yeah.
Yep.
Farnham's are better than Woodman's, by the way.
Where's Farnham's? That's
Farnham's
right.
Farnham's is up the road from Woodman's.
Yeah. I've been there, too.
And they're a little bit less expensive. But
right.
those plates were going for like 60 bucks a
oh, yeah.
plate last year.
Yeah, yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know,
I went to Woodman's, and I think three of us, it was like $150, $160, $70.
Why are
like
the
that.
Clams so damn expensive? They get them out back.
Yeah, they get them right out back from
the
river.
It's not like they're being shipped over from Malaysia,
mm-hmm.
and you got all the shipping expenses. Like,
yeah.
when did the clams get so expensive?
Yeah, you know why? Because it's a destination point.
Yeah, it's because everybody's That's going it. Up there to get clams.
Yeah.
You
yep.
people need to stay home.
Go to Market Basket.
Stay home. Some, stay home with mom. Don't get the clams.
Get
at Market
some
Basket.
Day old Market Basket clams
yeah,
and just
no.
roll the dice.
No, don't get the Market Basket
yeah.
clams. Do
Everybody
not.
Could have
no.
shellfish poisoning for Mother's
no.
Day.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. That's right up there with gas station sushi. You know, things
no,
that you just don't
gas
buy.
Gas station sushi is delicious.
Do not buy gas station sushi.
Yeah, yeah. So we have some odd audio and some. Bands that you may not have heard in quite a while doing some Mother's Day or close to Mother's Day songs.
Yeah, I got great stuff for Mom and about Mom and songs that Mom will like.
What do you have for us lined up for the first one?
This is, I think you played some Terry Cupcake O'Mason a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I did,
you?
Yeah. I sure did, yeah.
Yeah, so why don't we kick this off with her, outstanding lounge singer that she was.
The other day, I wrote the fella I've been going with and sent him this little song. M is for the many times you made me. O is for the other times you tried. T is for the tourist cabin weekends. H is for the hell that's in your eyes. E is for the everlasting passion. R is for the wreck you made of me. Put them all together, they spell mother. That is what I think I'm gonna be. About 3 days later, he sent me this little song. F is for the funny little letter. A is for the answer to your note. T is for the tearful occasions. H is for the hope that I'm a goat. E is for the ease with which I made you. R is for the rube you thought I'd be. Put them all together, they spell father. But you're crazy if you think it's me. Doesn't that sort of touch all you mothers? Gee, I remember when mother was a nice word.
Mother needs something today to calm her down. Doctor, please. Ball of teeth outside the door. She took four more. Was a try. It is getting old. Kids so different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother. Little helper, and it helps her all the way. Get her through a busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these. Outside the door, she took four more. What a drag, it is getting old. Getting old. Getting old. Getting old. Getting old. Getting old. Getting old.
Kristen, it's 6:33. I'm leaving Wegmans and I'm on the way up the Middlesex Turnpike to go to the dollar store up there and then to the Market Basket. Give me a call if you want me to come by. Bye. Mother's Day is Sunday. I'm going to buy a Mother's Day card for Ginny's mother at the dollar store. And a Market Basket gift card for her. Bye.
Those are the messages Dad would leave. I've never met Jenny's mother. I met her once, I think.
Does she like Market Basket gift cards?
She's worth the $1 Mother's Day card.
Who doesn't like a Market Basket gift card?
She has passed since, but I'm sure those stacks of Mother's Day cards from the dollar store are still sitting there in the house from my father, along with a few of those gift cards. Yep.
That's good. That's like money. You know, go to Market Basket. Get yourself something nice.
I'll tell you, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because I overshare like my dad do. I like to share my day, even when nobody cares. But I thought it was a nice little Mother's Day thing that I found there.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun. That's probably from about 7 or 8 years ago. In the background, Picking on the Stones, Mother's Little Helper. I liked that band you had before there. It was Polyphonic Size.
Polyphonic
with Mother's
Size.
Little Helper.
Yeah. I think Belgian band from the...
Oh, good chocolate there, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
But Depressed People.
Yeah. Yeah. The Belgians, most of them. All of them.
Pretty much. Like, you get outside of, like, the coastal part of, and you know, the fun part of Western Europe, and everybody's just kind of, like, depressed and gothic, and, yeah, they were out of that whole thing.
Have you visited Europe?
Roger Mark van de Voorde was the founder of that band.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Roger Mark van de Voorde.
Roger Mark van de Voorde.
That's a longer name than Philip Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was the he founded the band, and they had some success over in Eastern Europe and parts of Western Europe.
I'll tell you, they're having some success here today in Medford, Mass. That's
good
pretty
stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And before that, we had Terry Cupcake O'Mason with, I believe it was just Mother, right?
Yes, that's just called Mother.
She's great.
She is.
Yeah, I love those old Stag records.
Some of those I don't think we could play on the air, but the ones that we can are fun.
Yeah, she's really good.
I got some stuff we definitely can't play on the air.
I can imagine if we were in the 50s or 60s, we would be visiting each other's cellars and having parties, or in our lounge room and having drinks and spinning Terry Cupcake O'Mason and Red Fox records and things like that. I think that would have fit our forte.
Did anyone ever actually do that? I mean, did anyone ever go to a party in the 60s and be like, hey, the Terry Cupcake O'Mason album's coming out.
Woo-hoo. I think so, because it was a night out of not having to go into the city and going out, you know?
I guess.
Yeah, I know all those Red Fox records, you know, it was just like a small, you know, juke joint, like, you know, just a big room, and everybody just stacked themselves in and was on top of one another, and he's just, you know,
right, but
playing the dozens and
but the kids
talking
were the ones
to everybody.
Kids were the ones who bought all those.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we couldn't get in to see those shows.
Yeah,
so, like,
I guess.
When you were in junior high school, you'd sit in the basement with your friends and listen to Red Fox and George Carlin and Richard Pryor, and mm-hmm. that's why all those albums sold so well, was because middle schoolers bought them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the parents would find out what you were listening to, and they'd take the record away.
Yeah. What was the worst? Did you ever have, like, your parents ever catch you with, like, a dirty record or some porn or anything like that? When you were a kid?
No.
I remember my stepfather, yeah, we had like a fort that had a big stack of porn, and did he flip out.
No, because, you know, because I brought this up before.
Yeah.
I grew up on the edge of the woods.
Oh.
And there was porn in the woods.
Sure. There's always porn in the woods.
And
if there's a fort, there's usually porn in it.
Right. And
there's
so,
no girls anywhere, but there's porn.
Right. So yeah. We knew where the porn was in the woods, yeah. And if we wanted porn, we'd just go out in the woods and look at the porn.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I had one friend who got pretty brave about it and built a fort in his backyard and had that full of porn.
Yeah, that's pretty brave, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because it's pretty easy. He was counting on the fact that his parents would never go back there. And to his credit, they never did.
Sure.
But that's a lot of porn, you know, basically feet away from the kitchen window. You know, I
He just opened the window.
Yeah.
Put his arm out, grab some porn, bring it right in the house.
Like, why? What are you kids yep. doing in there? Why are you in there all the time?
Yeah. Are they in there together? Looking at all, they're all, like, leafing through porn together?
There would be a bunch of us back there, like, you know,
jeez.
Two or three of us looking at porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a solo activity, I think.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess when you're kids. But we found it all over the place. Because we were walking around on our bikes all the time.
Yeah.
Because people that were like 10 years older than us, 5, 10 years older, just tossing it out the windows, landing on the ground. We were picking it up, bringing it back to the fort.
I don't know why porn always wound up in the woods, but the porn wound up in the woods. I think it might have been, I don't know. I don't know if dads left it there or kids find their dad's porn and leave it in the woods, but there was a good amount of porn in the woods.
Yeah. Big industry.
There was a lot of porn out there. There was a fort in the woods known as, I'm going to call it Breast Hollow. That's not what we called it.
Breast Hollow.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
It was a word similar to teat, so I guess we could call it Teat Hollow.
Okay.
And it was full of porn.
Nice.
And it was just a bunch of porn books in this, you know, little fort that someone had built.
I think.
And it was known as Teat Hollow.
See, if we had, like, electricity, we could have brought, like, a record out there and listened to Rusty Warren records, but... No, any record that went into the fort melted.
Yeah,
you know
you couldn't take records out of the house in the 70s, and
yeah.
80s. You just didn't do it. They turned into soup almost immediately. As soon as they left the house, it was like, oh, I'm melting now.
Yeah,
I'm going to warp. Couldn't even take them over to your friend's house; they'd warp.
You have a nice memory of mom and something she helped you with over the years. Anything stick out?
She
gave you a nice gift. Make you a nice meal?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, well, my mom was a great cook.
Did you have a birthday meal?
Like, we usually, like, went out on my birthday, I think.
What's that? You went out on your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But growing up in my house, Sunday dinners were something out of the Julia Child, like, you know, French cooking cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had, like, proper roast on
Sundays.
Oh,
yeah. On a Sunday, we always had a roast, yeah.
And
my mom,
like,
was a great cook too. She did the Betty Crocker cookbook.
Yeah, no, she was all into Julia Child and, mm-hmm. like, the French stuff, and it was like amazing food every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, birthday rolled around, it was like, we have great, like, special dinners every Sunday. Like, let's go out. Yeah, where do you want to go? It's like, I want to go to the Ground Round.
And the Ground Round, yeah.
So you go to the Ground Round. But no, she used to, you know, she knit me some awesome sweaters. I've still got Afghans that she made. She was terrific. Great mom.
That's good. I liked how you could go to the Ground Round and if you brought the kids, you'd pay for their weight. You remember that?
Yeah.
It was like a kid weighed 80 pounds, it was like 80 cents for their meal.
Yeah.
Just to get the parents out.
They had the scale.
Does the ground round still even exist anymore?
No, they're gone.
Yeah, there was one in Chelmsford I used to like.
They're gone. They all shut down. There was one, the franchise over in, what is that, Fresh Pond in Cambridge, was bought by the former employees and reopened under the name, I think, Tin Pan Alley for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they still had some of the old recipes, but it wasn't anywhere near the ground round. You know, you couldn't walk in and throw peanuts all over the floor. And
oh, that's what was fun. They also had those giant beers.
Yeah, the giant beers.
Ground round had some giant beers and free peanuts.
I love the ground round.
Yeah, it was pretty good. In the background, we have John Williams with The Mothership. I guess that counts. Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Silent films playing on the big projection TV. And
yeah.
Nothing like it anymore.
Ground round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Fridays is kind of a wannabe ground round, but nowhere near as cool.
I usually hate all the brand name stuff. They all stink.
Chili's isn't bad.
They all got their little tchotchkes there. Tchotchkes.
Take mom to Chili's. Mom likes Chili's.
Chili's? Nah.
Take mom to Chili's. So? Get her some street corn.
My mom won't eat Mexican stuff. She don't like it.
You know where everybody goes? You know where everybody is going to go? Is Longhorn Steakhouse.
Yeah, I could see that. Longhorn's pretty good. I always liked Outback better, but there's not as many Outbacks anymore,
you
I don't think.
You cannot get near a Longhorn Steakhouse on Mother's Day. You just can't. They're like waiting in the parking lot to go in there.
Yeah.
And Bugaboo Creek was better than both of them, but they're long gone.
I never went to that. That was the one with all the animals and stuff, right? Wasn't there like a moose that talked to you while you ate or something?
Talking moose over the bar and talking treat.
Who wants that?
The steaks were good.
Unless you're like super high or on acid or something.
The steaks
probably
were great.
Horrible.
They had great steaks, and they weren't trying to shove blooming onions in front of you all night long.
Yeah, well, the Bloomin' Onion was good, but you don't have to offer it to me every time I come in. They don't do that anymore. And they don't sit down they don't sit down with you anymore. I never liked that.
It's great.
Like, you go to the Outback, and they're sitting right next to you while they're ordering. It's like, what is this, a date? Get out of here.
It's great when you wake up at 3 in the morning, and it's still in your esophagus because it refuses to move.
The Bloomin' Onion?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You want some heartburn, the Bloomin' Onion is your
friend. They gave you that horseradish with it, so it was like 100 times more heartburn-y.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite thing at the Outback? I remember the soup was delicious. That potato and cheese soup. Oh my God, was that good? It was
Who's
like Aussie soup.
The soup at Outback.
It was delicious. It was. You get a cup. You get a small cup.
What?
You get it with instead of a salad. You can get a cup of soup.
You're
it was
doing
winter
this wrong.
Time. It was delicious.
No, what? No one's good. Who's eating soup before
Me?
A steak?
Me.
You're.
What are you talking about?
That's
you
wrong.
Never had soup before a steak?
No, you eat a salad before
that's
a steak.
That's very uncultured. Of course there's soup before steak. You can have soup and salad and steak.
No.
That's part of the three-course meal. Right. And then a dessert is four.
No.
They have a couple of drinks, couple of pops.
Several drinks. You gotta go for the salad before the steak.
Well, the salad you can get too. You can get the salad and soup. I'm a big man. I get a lot.
But now you're eating a lot of food.
I get a Bloomin' Onion.
You haven't even got
a salad.
The steak yet.
I get a Bloomin' Onion.
Wow.
I get a Caesar salad. I'll get a cup of soup, maybe a bowl if I'm really hungry. And then I'll get a 20-ounce tenderloin. They had like Vittoria's filet, which was pretty good.
You know what they're all doing now? They got this roasted street corn.
Oh.
Chili's is doing it.
Is it like on the cob?
Longhorn is doing it. It's on the cob.
Yeah.
And it's good.
Corn costs like, or con in Boston.
Yeah.
Costs like, what is it, like 70 cents an ear?
Yeah.
They probably upcharge you like $10.95.
Oh, it's like $2, but it's good.
Some corn on the cob.
It's really, really good. They throw cilantro on it at Chili's.
Corn is great.
And that's good. But this roasted street corn, I love it.
My favorite vegetables are all yellow. Corn, summer squash. That's pretty much it.
You give mom some corn for Mother's Day.
You know, sure, why not?
If you can't afford to give her a massager.
Yeah, sure.
Get her some corn. Nice ear of corn.
Yeah. I don't know. Mother's Day is very sweet when you have kids, though, like little kids.
Is it?
So, yeah, you should take some pictures of Molly and Bobby. That'll be fun.
It's just, here's the thing. Like, when you, see, you don't own a child. This is the thing.
No.
When you own a child, you realize that every weekend is hell. Because the child has no activities, and you are expected to amuse him.
Yeah.
Okay? So, you've already got that pressure. Now you're throwing a holiday, and the child doesn't necessarily know or care that it's a holiday. the child just wants to do something, and then mom wants to do something, and now you've got the two pressures. Like, what can I find to do that both of them will enjoy? And
yeah, I can understand
and
that. Yeah.
Mom being mom is going to sacrifice and go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
You know, because it'll quiet the child down. But it's not where she wants to go. She wants to go somewhere nice.
Yeah, a couple more years. You can't, there to get a sitter.
You can't take the child's. You can't get a sitter on Mother's Day. Everyone's
sure
seeing their
can.
Mom.
Sure you can.
Who's sitting on Mother's Day?
People that like to work. Make a little money.
All right, I'll drop the kid off at your house.
You can drop him off. I got a two-hour window.
He better be alive when I come back.
He'd be alive. He might be taller, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to feed him some corn.
Yeah. No.
I'll feed him some corn. You know what? I remember I had a friend, and he had three daughters. And for snacks, they just give him hot dogs. And these daughters are walking around with hot dogs all the time.
Yikes.
Like all the kids. Like, they were eating hot dogs. What else were they eating? That's pretty much it. Every time I'd see them, they had hot dogs. I understood, like, kids would be getting, like, a slice of bologna or something, but they were just eating full hot dogs left and right. They all grew up to be, like, tree trunks. They're huge.
I still...
Tall girls.
Well, it's from all the hot dogs.
Thick girls and tall. Yeah.
It's from all the hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of growth hormone in there, so...
Yeah.
Know,
yeah,
makes your kids tall.
They shot up like bean sprouts.
You should probably give some of those to Bobby. I still worry about choking with everything.
Yeah.
And it's like he's three now, and it's not, but you never get over like the choking thing.
You're always figuring out, you're always doing the finger, the hook.
Like,
you gotta get stuff out of the kid's mouth.
It's before,
you're like, what's in your mouth?
Before the stuff goes to the kid, it's like, is he gonna choke on this?
Yeah.
Like, we go to Turner's, right?
What's that, restaurant?
The restaurant, Melrose.
Yeah.
You've been to Turner's, right?
I think so.
You must have been with me by now at some point.
Yep.
And they'll give you a side of fruit.
Nice.
With a kid's meal, which is awesome.
That's
because
good.
I like that.
Yeah.
And they give you grapes. And I look at grapes and I'm like, choking hazard. That's like the first thing I think of when I see grapes.
Sure.
The kid can eat grapes.
Especially ones with seeds in them.
The kid knows how to eat grapes.
Yeah.
Right? But I see them and I'm like, no, he's good. And then I just give them to him and he eats them and he's fine.
Yeah.
But I still have that, are these grapes too big? Are they too small? You know, it's the classic like choking hazard size for kids.
Yeah.
And kids love grapes. And it's like, just give the kid grapes. He's fine.
Grapes are nice. Yeah, grapes are a nice little fruit.
It's not like a hot dog. Like, a kid will choke on a hot dog.
Kids like strawberries, unless, of course, they're allergic to them.
Yeah. Bobby likes strawberries.
Strawberries are good. Kids like, they love bananas.
Oh, I should have ordered a Mother's Day. Darn.
You should order, you know, that's a good one. Why don't you get that fruit basket from, what's it called? You know, where they carve it up and they make it look like a bunny and a rabbit. Well, that's the same thing. Bunny. Cat, a dog. You know what I mean? That delectable ideas fruit basket. It's like $70 or whatever. They give you like, you know, pound or two of fruit, and then somebody carves it up and works their magic. They put a bow on it. They'll throw a card in there. $70. You'd be like, look at that. Mother's Day. What do you think? Edible arrangements. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Are they still around?
I hope so.
I think the arrangements wilted and they weren't appetizing anymore.
They charged enough cash, so they probably are. I don't know. Those charcuterie boards are a big hit, too. Get an edible arrangement, a charcuterie board. That's nice. That's good for dad. That's good for the kid, right? Toss in a couple of Miller High Lifes, right? That's a good Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, but where is this happening?
I don't know. It says it's founded in 1999. Edible arrangement still exists. CEO Farak Farad, whoever he is.
They don't seem to be as big as they once were.
No. It says Mother's Day delivery, 15% off. Look at that.
They
threw chocolate in there now. That's something new in marshmallows.
They used to be, they're getting out advertised.
Yeah, see, because people are like, I don't want any damn fruit. And they threw a chocolate and some marshmallows in there. And they're like, there's sugar. There's nature's own sugar, and then there's the crappy chocolate sugar.
They're getting beat in Google by a company called Fruit Bouquets.
Oh,
that's not good.
Where are they out of?
I don't know.
Free Mother's Day delivery ends at midnight, so you can get them tonight. You can get flowers from them, too. Wow. They're sending out cakes and cupcakes now. Well, they're doing all kinds of things at Edible Arrangements. Doesn't look like they're carving the cake into anything.
Can you get an ear of corn?
You can get an indulgence platter for Mother's Day. $74.99. It's a bunch of strawberries dipped in chocolate.
Mom wants an ear of corn and time to herself to enjoy it.
Yeah. I remember when I was over in Scotland, and this is going back to 2005. And I remember a guy selling bananas, and all he did was dip them in chocolate. And he's like, I'm like, how much is that? And he's like, $5. And now that would be like $18, $19.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, $5? I'm like, forget it. I'm like, I can get a banana for 20 cents.
Is it on a stick?
Yeah. It was on a, yeah, the stick was like a gold stick or something. Yeah. Who knows?
That's expensive. Oh, it's so classy. It's like high end.
Yeah.
Gourmet dipping chocolate?
And I'm thinking to myself, I don't really want to be sucking on a chocolate banana while I'm walking through the streets of Edinburgh.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
Doesn't melt.
Not for $5.
Doesn't melt. $5, come on, that's nothing.
Yeah. Now it's just, I don't know. That banana, you get your daily potassium, which is good. Lowers your blood pressure.
That banana alone is setting that guy back $1 in Scotland. They don't have bananas in Scotland.
Yeah. Oh, they got some salted caramel cheesecake with Twix cookie bars on top. That sounds pretty good.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. No. $44.99.
What? No.
How much does a Twix bar cost now? Like $3?
You lost me at cheesecake.
You don't like cheesecake?
Cheesecake is bad.
Oh, I love cheesecake.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my mother loves cheesecake. That's probably her favorite. You don't like, you've never had good cheesecake. That's
why. I've had good cheesecake. I've had all the cheesecake that's out
there. You're probably
going
to the Cheesecake Factory where they give you like a 5-pound piece of cheesecake. That ain't cheesecake.
No, that's not. I've had their cheesecake. I've had other cheesecake. I've had a lot of cheesecake in my lifetime.
You have?
And I have yet.
You don't like it?
Like
too thick?
Chocolate cheesecake, I can kind of deal with if it's good. But
thick with two C's cheesecake.
There's something about that cheese flavor in there that just kind of throws me off.
Oh, it's cream cheese.
Yeah, I know it's cream cheese. But it's still cheese.
That's delicious.
It tastes like cheese.
You have to have it nice and cold, and you got to put some fruit on it that's been sitting in a can for a while.
What?
Like some some blueberries or some cherries.
But I always, isn't this whole thing better if we just use whipped cream instead of cheese?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You need that thick. See, that's the other thing that I get at the Outback. I get like a cheesecake at the end. I get the bloomin' onion, some soup, a salad, 30-ounce porterhouse.
God.
Some cherry cheesecake.
Do they just wheel the defibrillator over to your table?
Yeah. Well, this is when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does that come with a table-side defibrillator?
Yeah.
Because it should. 30-ounce, 40-ounce should come with that.
When I go out now, like, it's very rare that I go out to eat very much anymore. And I look around, and I'm always the oldest guy in the place. I'm like, everybody's, like, in their 20s and 30s. Because everybody is putting it, because they all have fake money. It's all going on to credit cards.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I wasn't carrying around a whole bunch of cash when I was a kid. But I had one credit card, and I rarely used it. Yeah. I only used it when I had no cash in my pocket. But everything's changed with that.
But you get to be our age. Why are you going out anymore? Like, where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going to go? You know, like,
gay bar.
I want to go. I want to go, like, hang out at the restaurant. All it's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You want to go home.
It's
true. Drink in peace.
I love being home. I love sleeping. Love being at home, relaxing on the couch, talking to people on the phone, looking at the TikTok videos while I'm in bed. Those are the days of Earl in 2023.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it's a very peaceful time right now in my life. It's been nice.
Don't TikTok your mom on Mother's Day.
What is going on with these? We haven't really talked about TikTok that much.
Next.
And I don't fully understand it. I'm not really understanding why everybody is on here and what they're doing. How are they making any money with these likes? And somebody sends somebody a galaxy for like turning around and shaking their bum for them or something. I'm like, what is going on? Are these all like strippers with clothes on that are getting money?
That's basically it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what an influencer is.
It's nuts.
You know, dance around, mug at the camera, and someone will send you free stuff.
Yeah. And then there's a whole bunch of people doing make me laughs. I'm like, what is going on? There's just like somebody sitting there. They don't say a word. They have stone face like they're Buster Keaton. And then people are calling up, and they're from all around the world, and people are just like making grunting noises or saying like expletives and hanging up, or like nobody's actually constructed a joke for them or anything. I'm like, what is going on here, and why are there 3,000 people watching this?
It's the best evidence to demonstrate how terribly, terribly, terribly bored we all are.
I'm never bored. I'm never bored. Well, I always find something to do.
That's why you're not on TikTok.
Yeah.
The people who are bored are on TikTok all day going, looking at video.
Yeah.
Like, what? Go do something.
There's a lot of mothers, going back to Mother's Day, there's a lot of mothers on TikTok. Like, everybody's sitting there like, yeah, I'm a mom. And she's, like, got her yoga pants on and a halter top. And she's just, like, yelling at people that are, like, some people are like, you pretty. And she's like, yeah, oh, thanks so much. I have two kids. And then somebody else would be like, hey, mama, what's going on? And she'll be like, oh, you're so sweet. Thanks for sending me a rose. And it's like, what is that? Like a tenth of a cent that goes into their account or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, no, that's
so weird.
That's not TikTok.
Isn't that TikTok?
No, that's OnlyFans.
No, I've never been on OnlyFans. I don't even know what OnlyFans is.
That's something else entirely.
OnlyFans is like a strip. They're porn stars or strippers or something.
Well,
right?
It's like amateur strippers. But that's not, you don't do that on TikTok. You do that on, like, people are sending stuff. Yeah, that's OnlyFans.
No, this is all TikTok stuff.
Yeah,
that I've seen.
Well, it's you know why they're sending that stuff is because they're hoping that they'll go over to OnlyFans.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, they all have like Instagram things. And they're like, check out my Instagram for camera three. I'm like, what's happening on camera three? Yeah. It's like looking at your foot.
No, camera three is like the upskirt.
Oh,
you know,
jeez. So you can go on Instagram and you're seeing like up people's.
Well, that might be on OnlyFans.
And this is this is the bizarre part to me. There's no swearing. There's no swearing, but you can be as promiscuous as you want.
Sure.
And that's acceptable.
Sure.
It's so bizarre to me.
You've never
But you can't say an F-bomb.
You've clearly never been to a Christian rock concert.
No, I haven't. And I have no plans, will I ever go to one.
That's pretty much the vibe over there.
This iPod that I got, it's a new one. It's a new old one. And I picked it up, and every single song on there was Christian rock.
Nice.
There was like 3,500 of them.
Wow.
And I'm like, should I move these over to my library?
Yes.
I just deleted them all.
Come on.
No, I just deleted them all.
Jesus,
I was looking through. I was looking through, and I'm like, I couldn't figure out any bands. I'm like, I don't understand what this person actually listened to.
There could have been some great stuff.
And
there.
I realized after there's all kinds of hymns and all kinds of like Christian rock stuff. I'm like, no, this thing's just going into my library.
Like Jars.
I got 70,000 songs. I don't need any of that crap.
Striper.
I remember Striper.
No one likes Striper.
Striper was all right. Yeah, I remember a girl who was like big religion into Striper. I'm like, good for you. Yeah, I always think Stripe is a bass, but it was a band.
Yeah. Third Day?
Third Day?
Yeah, any Third Day in there?
No, I don't know. It's all gone now.
Wow.
So Edible Arrangements, it's an idea. What else can you do for Mom? Do the dishes? Do some errands around the house? Did you ever, like, I made Mom breakfast in bed a whole bunch of times. Yeah. I remember that.
I used to make the pancakes on Sunday.
I'm not doing that at 51, but I did it when I was a kid, you know?
I used to make the pancakes on Sunday morning anyway.
That's nice.
So, yeah. You know, it's once I learned how to make them, that was my thing. I like making pancakes on Sundays. So, you know, Mom got, it's like she got breakfast made for her every Sunday anyway.
Sure.
And then she'd make some fabulous meal. Like, I think we went out. Like, she'd pick the restaurant that we wanted. It would inevitably be, like, the Continental.
Yeah, Continental's great.
We go to the Continental.
I love that place.
Great place to take your mom, by the way.
Yep.
Because everybody in there
time machine.
80.
Yeah.
Like, 80 with kids in their 60s. That's who goes to the Continental.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you've got an older mom, she'll feel right at home there. They have valet service for your walker. Someone will push your wheelchair around. I mean, I've seen that when I go in there.
You know what's so bizarre? We went there for a work event. And we got there, and we had, like, some high-end clients, like, from out of town. We brought them to the Continental. And I just remember I drank too much. I was in my 20s. I had an American Express card for the client, so we just, you know, wined and dined and had a good time. But we were seated in a square. It was like, so there were people like across from us, like 25 feet across from us. And it was almost like it was bizarre. It was set up like it was a meeting,
yeah.
You know, because it was just a square. And I'm like, what are we doing here? It's like, nobody was like fully in front of each other. Everybody was across the room. And I'm like, this is so strange. The food was delicious, though.
You got to get into the booths in the center of the restaurant. That's the classic Continental experience, is sitting in those booths over there.
No, what I miss is the Hilltop on Route 1.
Yeah,
that
was a great place.
Great place.
That was a great place. Went downhill for a few years, and then the last weekend, the steaks were awesome.
Yep.
But that was, you know, that was one of those, you got to stand outside for an hour and a half just to get your food.
Yep.
And, or just to get a table.
Yeah, it's true. I used to go for lunch.
And then they were kind of hustling you out of there, you know, the whole time that you were eating.
Yep.
So, you can still get the salad at Turner's.
You ever go to the Blue Ribbon in Arlington?
No.
It's a barbecue place?
I've had Blue Ribbon in Arlington. It's
so
good.
Yeah.
Red Bones is better.
Red Bones is good. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's better. I've only been to Red Bones twice.
Red Bones is really good.
Blue Ribbon's top
notch. Ribbon's good, but Red Bones. Like,
I don't think Ma likes barbecue. Traditionally, moms don't really like barbecue, do they?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's the same thing with steak. Like, some moms are into steak. Most moms aren't into steak.
Yeah.
Like, she wants the Cobb salad.
Yeah.
You know?
It's got corn in it, yeah.
Yeah. Who's got a good Cobb salad?
Yep.
You know? Or just bring me the corn, and then I'll, you know, and some lettuce.
Cobb salad's nice because it's got bacon in there. It's got all kinds of eggs.
Yeah.
There's some peppers in there, I think, but they are the green peppers.
But she wants the fish, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. The fish and the seafood is big.
You know what else you could get from mom? There's another popular gift. It's this thing called the rabbit.
The rabbit?
Yeah.
All right.
And,
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Is it like a massager?
It's, well, there's two. There's one that's like a massager.
Yeah.
And then there's one you can use to open a wine bottle.
Oh, yeah. I got the rabbit, actually. Yeah, the thing's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, you could just...
I thought it was a massager. But you're right. Yeah, the rabbit is great. Yeah. That's the ribbit, maybe.
I still use the old school, like,
ribbit
wine openers. You know, I know how to use the flip out ones. And,
yeah, but at this age, you know, you're gonna pull something out, or you're gonna hit yourself in the chin when you take the thing out.
This is the thing. I understand why people love, like, the big gadget wine openers.
Yeah,
because they
the
make
rabbit's
it
great.
They make it super simple. The rabbit's awesome. You just put it on there. The thing's done.
Yep.
You know, and when I'm older, I'm gonna want one. But for now, I still measure my manhood by the ability to use a church key.
Yeah, that's big. Were you ever a waiter?
No.
You weren't missing much.
I worked in food service, but I worked at ice cream and not in...
Oh, you were a scoopa.
I was a scoopa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would people come in for ice creams that was weird? Anything good?
We didn't really do weird ice cream. We did the mix-ins, which was a giant pain in the neck.
Oh, yeah. I loved Steve's in Boston. Yeah, that was the first time I saw the mix-in.
They invented the mix-ins.
When they threw all the M&M's and Heath bars
we
and things like that.
We did the mix-ins.
Mashing on the table for you.
And the thing about the mix-ins is it's like, if it's a normal temperature out, if it's like 60, 70 degrees, you're fine.
Yep.
If it's hot, as soon as that thin layer of ice cream hits the counter, it starts to melt.
Right.
And you got to be ready to go. You got to be in overdrive to make that thing work.
Yeah.
And it's like, just put the stuff in the ice cream and let's move on.
Here's an idea for Mother's Day. Shaved ice party.
Where
I can bring over my cart.
You don't have the cart yet. When are you getting the cart?
I've got all the blends. I've got like 12 different syrups.
That's great. But where's the cart?
I've got the ice.
We don't have any place to put any of this.
Well, I got a cooler.
What? Where have you got? You don't have the ice.
I can put it in like my old Coleman and just shave it and bring it over my mom's.
You don't
have a potty.
Need a big block of ice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Big block of clear lake, ice.
Yeah, from like the River Charles sitting there from the winter.
No. No, you got to freeze that up. Get a big block of clear ice.
Yeah.
Can't
that's
be
great.
Cloudy.
Having like a shoot runner.
Can't be occluded.
Block of ice shot party.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a good party for Mother's Day.
Oh.
Booze luge. Yeah,
get an ice luge.
Yeah. What can you get? Schnapps.
Yeah. Mama likes schnapps.
Mom likes schnapps.
Mom loves wine. Mom loves schnapps.
Yeah. You could take some old like bottles and James wine coolers and shoot them down the luge.
Do they still have those?
I hope so.
I think those are gone.
A little purple passion.
It's the Boda box now.
Or the Cisco. You remember Cisco?
So
Mad Dog 2020.
So what if you do this? Take the ice luge, right?
Yep.
Mom will love this. All right.
I think mom's kids will love this.
Mom
I think,
will love this,
especially if they're in the 20s and 30s.
Get the Boda box, right? The big box of wine.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then you get the ice luge, and you put the Boda box up on top of the ice luge.
Yeah.
And just have mom down at the bottom.
Right.
Open up the spigot and
just
let it run until she's done.
Yeah. That's a good party. That would be a Mother's Day for the ages.
That's the best Mother's Day ever right there.
That's a nice one.
And everybody goes home with some corn.
This is Chris Earl and Derek Gary. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts. Freeform Radio. In the background is Sylvia's Mother by Dr. Hook. You remember Dr. Hook?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's pretty good, actually. He's like begging Sylvia's mother to put her on the phone. Ma's just like a cock blocker.
Well, she knows that Dr. Hook is going to lead her daughter down the primrose path.
That's right, to the everlasting bonfire.
That's right. That's no good. You can't be hanging around with those shaggy musicians.
So I thought that's a nice little song for Mother's Day because Ma is pretty good at protecting the kids sometimes. So she's protecting Sylvia in this one.
Yeah.
She's cock blocker, but she's protecting.
Hey, you know, somebody's got to do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Daughters make bad choices.
It's true. It's true.
Which is good news for young men.
Yeah. Good stuff.
This reminds me that there's some kind of Muppet Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem thing coming.
Is there?
Think Disney Plus. Yeah.
What are they doing with it?
I don't know. They're all in it.
That's funny because I saw some figures with them yesterday. It was Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem.
Yeah.
And it has everybody in Scooter and Kermit just from the band. So it has like the blue guy with the glasses,
Janice.
Yeah, Floyd. That's right.
Yeah.
Floyd was the guy with the mustache that had the glasses that was pink and red. And then there was his name? Zoot. Yeah, it was Zoot.
Zoot was a saxophone player, Floyd on guitar.
Yep.
We all know who plays the drums.
Janice, and of course, Animal.
Janice, Floyd, Zoot, Animal.
Yeah. I loved Dr. Teeth, Electric Mayhem, and Muppet Movie, man. I thought that was so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then Animal, like, takes the, what does he take? He gets some growth serum, and he becomes gigantic at the end. It's awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. I still love the Muppets, even though they really don't know what to do with them right now, Disney.
Well, it's because they don't... The problem with the Muppets since Jim Henson died is that no one has had the bravery to do what Jim Henson did with them.
Yeah.
Everyone looks at the Muppets and they're like, oh, this has to be safe, family-appropriate, like, kids' show.
Right.
And that was never what Jim Henson did. Jim Henson was doing crazy, wild, out-there stuff. And because it was puppets, you could get away with it.
True.
You know, and it's a little bit like the old Tom and Jerry and the old Bugs Bunny cartoons. Those were not meant for kids. Because at the time that those came out, kids didn't go to the movies. Those animated shorts played before films for adults.
Sure.
And they were meant for adults. But when television came along, because television needed something, and kids like cartoons... They just put all the old Tom and Jerry, Bugs Bunny, Woody Woodpecker, all that stuff on, and the kids grew up watching it.
Yep.
And we turned out okay.
Take your mother to the movies. She probably won't go.
Yeah, she doesn't want to go.
Yeah, or the drive-in or something.
She doesn't want to get COVID to go see, like, Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's not a thing anymore. It's all done.
Yeah, it is. It's still
there.
It's all
done.
It's still there. I see people wearing masks.
It's all gone.
I'm concerned.
I got something from the National... Health Association saying it's all over.
No,
worldwide.
It's still there. We're just going to ignore it now. This is a new COVID strategy.
Yeah.
Like, vaccination didn't work, masking didn't work, so now we're just going to pretend it's not there.
Yeah.
And if you see dead people in the street, just walk around them.
Something else is coming. I think it's going to be another year or two, but something else is coming.
No, you know what I think is going to happen?
Everybody's going to get the trots all at once.
We're going to wake up.
The sewer system will back up.
We're going to wake up some morning and everybody's just going to be shooting at each other. And it's just going to be like gunfire everywhere.
I don't know. Massachusetts, maybe not.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't have guns here.
Oh, no. More people here have guns than you realize.
Oh, there's a lot of people
They're
that have guns.
They're just quiet about it.
No. Oh, no. Those are the ones I know have guns.
Yeah. No. No. They, believe me, there's plenty of people who very quietly have guns in this state.
Yeah. They're ready. They're ready to just shoot somebody and kill them.
Well, if they have.
At a moment's
somebody
notice.
Somebody else starts shooting.
There's that many psychotic people in the world that are just ready to kill somebody.
Everybody's just getting out the guns and shooting. Why not?
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's what's going to happen.
It's
people are going to be like, why not? Just go.
It's like, hey, I was moving your trash can from your mailbox. It fell over. Yep. Boom. Dead. Yep. Don't come on my lawn.
Yeah, some guy shot and killed some kids playing hide and seek. Shot some kids playing hide and seek the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see the guy that drove those kids off the road that, like, I'm like, oh my God. He, like, drove, like, three kids, like, off the road and killed them, and then he left.
Yeah.
They, like, pranked his door or something. I think they did, like, a firebomb at the door or something. And then he chased him down the street with his car and drove him off over a ditch into the river. I'm like, oh my God.
Wow.
Then he just left thinking he was going to get away with it. Well, I don't know. It's wild. I think people are going to snap. That's what I think.
Well, that's what's happening now.
Well, I think people are generally crazy. It's just a matter of how you handle it.
Yeah.
And if you're not in touch with your craziness, then you're going to snap.
See, that's when you're going to talk to your mother. You know, mom will calm you down.
Every single mother's crazy.
Mom will...